From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Cross, the Proportion Solver, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Cross grew up in a weaving family. The family lived in the village of Warpwell, in a long stone house at the edge of a stream. The stream powered the family's fulling mill, a wooden hammer and wheel that thumped wool cloth into denser, finer cloth, and the family ran 4 hand looms in the same building. The looms wove tablecloths, bedsheets, woolen blankets, and, on special commissions, the very large altar cloths the kingdom's churches occasionally ordered. Cross, whose given name was Marley, though everyone called her Cross from the time she was 12, was the second of 4 children. She grew up among the looms. The family's loom tradition had a specific, peculiar habit that Cross's grandmother had inherited from her grandmother and had passed on to Cross's mother and then to Cross. The habit was this.
After every yard of cloth was woven, the weaver checked the diagonals of the cloth's rectangular border. This was, even in the weaving trade, unusual. Most weavers, when they wanted to check that their cloth was woven straight, rather than skewed into a parallelogram, would measure the cloth's width in 3 places, top, middle, bottom, and confirm the widths were equal. Cross's family did not do this. Cross's family checked the 2 diagonals. The principle was, a rectangular piece of cloth has equal diagonals. If you measured the diagonal from the top left corner to the bottom right corner, and you measured the diagonal from the top right corner to the bottom left corner, the 2 diagonals should be exactly the same length. If they are not, the cloth has skewed. One set of warp threads has been pulled more tightly than the other, and the rectangle has become a parallelogram. The diagonals tell you. This was Cross's grandmother's diagnostic. It was an elegant test. Width checking required 3 measurements. Diagonal checking required 2. The diagonals were also more sensitive. A small skew that did not show in widths would show in diagonals. Cross learned to check diagonals before she could read. She was 8 years old before she had ever heard of mathematics. She was 10 years old before she had ever encountered a proportion. She was 13 years old when she walked into the small village school for the first time and heard the schoolteacher say,
"If A over B equals C over D, then AD equals BC. This is called cross multiplication. You multiply diagonally." The schoolteacher wrote it on the board. Cross looked at it. Cross said slowly, "That is the same as checking the diagonals on a loom." The schoolteacher said, "What?" Cross said, "On a loom, you check that the 2 diagonals of a rectangle are equal. You measure top left to bottom right, and you measure top right to bottom left. The 2 diagonals must be equal. If A over B equals C over D, then the diagonals of the proportion, A times D and B times C, are equal. That is the same test. The cloth has equal diagonals if it is a true rectangle. The proportion has equal cross products if it is a true proportion. The diagonals are doing the same thing." The schoolteacher set down his chalk. He had been teaching the cross multiplication rule for 20 years. He had never heard a child compare it to weaving. He said, "Yes, that is correct. The geometric basis of cross multiplication is exactly the same idea. Equal diagonals indicate a closed proportional relationship. You have, frankly, understood the rule better than I ever did, and you are 13.
Cross was a little embarrassed. She had not meant to outdo the schoolteacher. She had just been thinking out loud.